quiz.
Tuesday, 9/11/07, Caprica Cafe. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Got Anita Frickberg here in studio.
This is Andrew Morgan, live.
Hello.
In studio.
Live in recording. And we have Silent Jack over there, who's currently napping.
And Ezzy the Bunny, who is doing the same as well.
Who's abstaining from the podcast for political reasons. We have absolutely nothing important to tell you. On that note, we just went on a trip and got some good beer. At Triple Rock Brewery, they have a gallon of beer that you can buy, like, for the to-go kit. And it's plastic, and you blow it up yourself. So they bring out this little, like, a little box with a big nozzle on it, like a big hole. And she handed it to me. She said, "Here, blow this." And I'm like, "Excuse me?" Emphasis on the blow. And you're like, "Rah, rah, rah, blow this." I'm like, "Okay." And then, you know, but then she didn't have a penis. So I assume she meant the container. So I blew it and then it, like, turned into a balloon, like one of those paper balloons that you would fold out of origami. And she came back and had a tap on. Oh, it's cool. It's cool.
And then she put it in a box.
Yeah.
It's called beer in a box, and it's called the party pack.
It reminds me of coffee. The to-go gigantic party
could Joe's to go's. Yes.
Yeah. Sure. And it's delicious. It's called the Titanium Pale Ale, is what I got.
It's light but strong.
Mm-hmm.
Quote unquote.
Anyways, Triple Rocket, 19-something Shattuck Avenue in Berkeley, California. Delicious. We went up to Arcata Eureka to entertain ourselves and visit family and friends. And that we did. Anita's never been up north before. What'd you think?
It was beautiful.
There was a lot of trees.
It was the home of the redwoods. That's Eureka's claim.
And they looked
claim,
pretty at home.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they did look quite serene. And we made a visit to APD, Arcata Pizza and Deli, consumed an unbelievable amount of cheese.
Panzerotti,
is that what it's called? Panzerotti. Heard lots of things about this Panzerotti. And yes, it really is a cheese-stuffed crust.
Slug.
It's a slug, exactly.
Slug-o cheese.
It's a version of a banana slug, but in pizza form. So, there you go.
Yeah.
Also, visited Redwood Park.
Yeah. Full of hippies and dogs.
And pot.
And pot, you know, surprise. We also went to Lost Coast Brewery, which is far more interesting, I think. And we had delicious beer at the end. Oh, and
we had the sampler.
Anita forgot her wallet.
Played a bit of melodrama there.
Yeah.
Faked,
like,
it all.
If I forgot my wallet and you remembered yours, oh, would have been like, okay, well, you know, you can wait outside and watch her drink the beer.
Right.
But
this woman, she was like, she called us baby faces.
Baby?
That's baby what faces. It. Baby faces.
I mean, I did shave.
Oh, so smooth.
Oh, so smooth.
Anyway, we had the sampler.
Bitch.
And, crazy bitch. Anyway.
Also, tonight in studio, we have a small bug that seems to be crawling around our kitchen table here for a long time.
Little Sir, it's been nicknamed.
Much like a trilopod.
Oh, it's going under the table now.
Centlopod.
Oh, my Charlo goodness.
Monopod. All right. So we have a lot of really interesting things to news about. The first one is the most kick-ass electric car.
The Lightning Car Company. This particular car is called the Lightning GT Electric. It's a sports car. However, it is charged or run by a battery that lasts for about 12 years and charges in something like, what was it, 67 seconds? Goes 250 miles on a single charge. And looks pretty slick. Navy blue, sort of...
Showing out some stats.
Zero to 60 miles per hour
in 4 seconds.
It will go up to 130 miles an hour if you feel the need to do that.
So yeah, new kind of battery.
Sunday evening drives that
I think the best
part Americans like to take
is the lithium lithium tit battery. Charges in 10 minutes. 10. Life of 12 years. I mean, that's a battery.
Scratch the 67 seconds.
To be reckoned with.
On a 12-year battery life? Instead of three to five years?
Prius shit.
Still, 12 years, I bet it's even more toxic than the batteries they're using now, the last 3 to 5 years.
We went to the solar panel place in Hopland, and they're charging a donation of $1. A dollar! Just to get into the place. I mean, there's no one there.
I don't think that happened on Andrew's previous visit. Was it previously?
There was no building there before. Now they built like a kiosk just to harass you.
They're going to put a security guard there now.
And he's going to have a gun. And he's going to shoot out your tires and make you pay that $1.
He's going to hold it to your head.
And it's not $1 per car. Bill. It's per human per person.
And they also asked through donations throughout the park as well. Did you really give $1 for the grapes?
I gave $2 for the grapes.
Really?
Delicious.
So good.
Seedy grapes. Good.
Wonderful.
For winemaking. We're going to make a half glass of wine. Be ready in 3 years. You should come over and try it. I'll give you a dropper full.
We'll charge you $1 for each sip.
Yeah. Recover, you know, our prices. 10 stupid errors in thinking you probably make. Number one, the confirmation bias. The confirmation bias is a tendency to seek information to prove rather than disprove theories. This problem arises because often one piece of false evidence can completely invalidate an otherwise supporting factors. So they gave people a set of numbers, 2, 4, 6, and asked them to, you know, figure out what the rules were. And then they gave them a triplet of numbers after that to see if their rules held. And so most people thought it would be like goes up by twos or like times one, times two, times three. But then they got numbers like 3, 15, and 317, and they couldn't figure it out because people are stupid. And the rule was ascending, just numbers that go up. And it was after their initial guess, they couldn't break away from that idea, even though they just thought it was so, you know, they just thought it was so great that they couldn't leave it behind.
Next.
And Plato is, whoa. Plato is often revered as one of the greatest philosophers because, if not for many other reasons, he changed his mind on one of his major theories when he became older.
Wow.
And he's like,
I didn't know that.
Bitch, I changed my mind.
Flip a bitch. That's what exactly. He did. Plato flipped bitch.
Go for it.
Hindsight bias.
Hindsight is 20/20. I shouldn't have drank that many. Hindsight is 20/20. Stop.
This bias causes people.
Norn the more commonly known the hindsight.
This bias causes people to see past results as appearing more probable than they did initially. This was demonstrated in a study.
By Paul Lazarsfield, yeah.
In which he gave participants statements that would make seemed like common sense.
Don't make that ridiculous voice. What are you doing?
In reality, the opposite of the statements was true. I'm only following your lead.
I'm not sure what this one's saying.
they don't really give any insight to the actual study. They have a link for you to click on.
He gave
on.
Participants statements that seemed like common sense. In reality, the opposite of the statement was true.
That entire sentence That's doesn't make sense.
Great. Okay, well written. Number three. Clustering illusion. This tendency is to see patterns where none actually exist.
Because you want to.
A study conducted by Thomas Gilovichvich showed people were easily misled to think patterns existed in random sequences. Although this may be a necessary byproduct of our ability to detect patterns, it can create problems. The clustering illusion can result in superstitions and falling for pseudosciences when patterns seem to emerge from entirely random events.
It's all random, folks.
I'd agree with that. I mean, people are stupid, and they like to see things where there really isn't a connection.
There really isn't something there.
You know? Yeah. I think superstition being the big one there. A lot about, like, fear and loathing. Did you see what God just did, man? God didn't do that, you did. Fucking narcotics agent.
Highly recommend Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. You should watch it 3 times.
3 times in a row! And then you should spin around 7 times and worship the sun as it rises in the east.
God did that. Excited.
Oh. Titillated?
I am titillated by Ron Paul.
Well, let's not go that far. Ron Paul, man.
In fact, I think he's a little... I think it's a little overboard. I don't know if I'd vote for the man. How about Barack Obama, folks?
How about... Fuck that loser. How about that?
Oh, I didn't necessarily say I was...
Okay. Ron Paul is one ugly motherfucker. Let me tell you what. This is a very high-resolution picture. And I'm actually going to make this the title for the podcast. So everyone can enjoy his garish face while they enjoy
reminds me of Gollum podcast. From Lord of the Rings.
He reminds me of the definition of ugly is what he reminds me of.
Must you be that cruel?
There's no mitigation in radio, baby.
Oh. I'm learning. If you haven't noticed.
He's a constitutionalist. There's a new one for you. I guess he likes the Constitution. Is that what that means? Constitutionalism is the limitation of government by law prescribed by the Constitution. He does not like government. So this motherfucker, Ron Paul, he's pro-life, supports free trade, sharply lower taxes, smaller government, states' rights, and graduated from inventorist foreign policy.
Duke University School of Medicine.
Also, he wants to get out of NATO and the UN. Okay, that's fine. But he voted against the Patriot Act, the war in Iraq, and something else. I don't know what that is. He opposes a debt-based monetary system and seeks a gradual reintroduction of hard currency, such as gold or silver. That was edited since the last time I read it,
really?
A few hours ago.
Yay, Wiki!
That's so cool. So yeah, he wants to base our money on gold or silver, which is pretty old school. I like it. As a congressman, he states he's never voted to raise taxes or approve an unbalanced budget. He has called for the abolition of the Internal Revenue Service and the federal income tax.
Surprisingly enough, he's from Texas.
This motherfucker is... He's a Confederate motherfucker.
Confederate radicalist.
He's
radicalist.
All about giving the states their rights and minimalizing the government. That's what he is.
That's true. He's a Confederate.